This is Kinship Radio. I'm Ryan Fried, and we have a real treat for you today in that on the phone, I am speaking with Veronica Miranda, who is with Operation Christmas Child. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Now, Veronica, you, when you were growing up, you lived in San Antonio and Mexico going back and forth, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And at age 13, you got an Operation Christmas Child shoebox gift. And that really impacted your life in a big way. But what was your life like growing up in Mexico?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, I was born in San Antonio, Texas, to an American father and a Mexican mother. I'm the oldest of four kids. Hmm. When I was about 8 years old, my parents were taken to prison because of their involvement in illegal activities.
Hmm.
And I didn't know if I was ever going to see them again. This was the last time that I saw my dad. But my mom, she got out and she had decided to move us to Mexico to go live with her, you know, where she was born and raised in the northern part. And as we were getting used to this new country, new schools, new everything, my uncle that we were living with was killed, causing us to relocate. And honestly, from that moment on, I didn't have a stable place that I could call home. We would go from place to place, from house to house and city to city. But as we were still processing my uncle's tragic death, we received another wave of heartache when my youngest brother, Alex, he passed away from a head injury in 2009. Mm. And I remember just feeling so, I never grew up knowing about God or going to church, but I was so angry at God in that moment. I couldn't understand why he allowed so much pain to keep happening to me and to my family. Unfortunately, 2 months later, my mom's arrested, but this time she's sentenced to 40 years in prison.
Wow.
So it was really hard, not only losing my dad, my uncle, my little brother, but now my mom at this point, and that pretty much forced me to grow up very quickly and be like a mother to my siblings and help mm-hmm. raising them. So then my siblings and I, we were sent to a Christian orphanage in Guadalajara, Mexico. And again, new place, getting adjusted. But now I have to share everything I have with 50 kids. So wow. There was a lot of constant change.
And I can't hardly imagine that for a 13-year-old, Veronica. It's amazing what God has done in your life to take you from that place to now. What was life like in the orphanage?
Yeah, out there, it was, like I said, getting used to this new place, new schools, but now I had to share everything I had with 50 other kids, including, like, you know, all our stuff, like physical stuff, but also the attention of the leaders and people that took care of us. So it was a lot to get used to. I also was coming in just very angry. I was so angry at everyone, at God, at life, at everything, because of everything that I had gone through. So it just made it even more harder to adapt.
We're speaking again with Veronica Miranda, who grew up in an orphanage in Mexico and received an Operation Christmas Child shoebox gift at one point. Do you remember that day, Veronica? What do you remember about that?
Yeah, so I remember that day. It was Christmas Day.
Hmm.
The director of the orphanage, he gathered all the kids together. They had the boy sitting on one side, the girl sitting on the other side. And he began to share with us the true meaning of Christmas and what Jesus had done on the cross for us. And honestly, I had never heard the story of Jesus that way. I thought it was about, you know, the Christmas gifts and Santa and the tree and the cookies and all that stuff I kind of grew up watching and listening to. But then after that, he said that they had a gift for us, and they started handing out these shoeboxes to each one of the kids. And we all had to wait until every single kid had their shoebox, and we opened them at the same time.
Hmm.
And I remember when they finally counted to three, I opened my box, and there's so many great things inside. There was a calculator, one of those fancy ones. There was a 12-pack of, like, sparkly pencils, a notebook. Lots of great things, but when I got to the bottom of my shoebox, I pulled out a Christmas card that said, Merry Christmas, you have a family that loves you and is praying for you. And when I heard those words, I just felt so loved, so cared for, and so seen in that moment. I mean, it really helped me see and feel God, like, from such a tangible way. I had something in front of me that I could show to you that someone out there loved me.
Mm. What is your favorite part about Operation Christmas Child?
There's so much. I love just the fact that it's such a huge operation that brings really the global and the local church together. And I love just seeing on this side. I live now back here in the U.S. My siblings and I were later adopted, so now I live back here. And I pack shoeboxes all the time, and I love just seeing volunteers, faithful volunteers that for years have been doing it. And just seeing their hearts putting, you know, as they pack each and one of these shoeboxes, but also the church in these countries that are receiving the shoeboxes and using it as a ministry tool to go into these hard to reach places, to go into these places that no one wants to go to, mm-hmm. or even just reaching out to these children, right? So I just love how it really fulfills the mission that the Lord has really sent us to go out for. And I love that at the end of the day, it's bringing joy and love and hope to children all around the world from like such a tangible way.
If there is one thing you'd like to tell our listeners today in closing, what would that be, Veronica?
Well, I would say, first off, if you've never packed a box, pack a box. Mm-hmm. And if you have packed a box, I want you to know that your one box matters. It's not just the box. It's not just some toys. But it could be the box that transforms someone's life.
National Collection Week is November 17th through the 24th. More information and locations, you can check that out at SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. You can also check that at KinshipRadio.org. Veronica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and it's been such a blessing to be here, and I can't wait to hear how it all goes for y'all this year.